We take you next to a homeless shelter. It's in Seattle. It is new, and it's helping to house some of the more than 1,000 homeless Native Americans, Alaska Natives, and Pacific Islanders in Seattle. Casey Martin of member station KUOW reports.
Eagle Village sits near Seattle's industrial district, south of downtown. It's pressed up against railroad tracks and next to a large bus terminal. Gary Fisher has lived here about a month after bouncing around other shelters around the city for 3 years.
A lot of times, even sleeping outside in conditions like that might be even a better, safer environment than some of the shelters that I've been in.
Fisher says other shelters he's been to have too many people coming and going.
You don't stay by the same person every night, so it's always a new people you don't know.
But Eagle Village, he says, is nothing like that. This site is made up of modular trailers with 4 apartments in them, each with their own private bathroom and kitchenette.
They're comfortable for 2 people.
30 people live here full-time, and all of them are Indigenous peoples, a group that housing advocates say have been largely underserved by social services. Like in most of the country, Native people in King County make up a disproportionate number of people experiencing homelessness.
We make up less than 1% of the total population, but make up over 10% of our homeless population.
Colleen Echohawk is executive director of Chief Seattle Club, the organization that runs Eagle Village. Echohawk says because of the history of mistreatment by the U.S. government, a lot of Native people don't trust traditional shelters.
If you had attended boarding school, for instance, or you were in the foster care system, or you were one of those folks who have been forcibly sterilized, the likelihood of you going into a shelter which has those same kind of systems, that same kind of feel, it's unlikely because of how much it will trigger your trauma.
Echohawk describes Eagle Village as culturally responsible housing. She says the term village is intentional. It has community meetings, drum circles, and come springtime, a new medicine garden.
Before anyone ever got there, we had traditional medicine people come through and they prayed, they offered songs, they smudged and cleansed the entire place.
Residents also come up with dinner ideas and cook for themselves. Donald Lyons, the site manager at Eagle Village, says the food is one of the biggest differences here.
Say they're Lakota and they're like, oh, we like this, you know, this is the type of soup we do, you know, and if we can purchase this stuff here, okay, well, you know, this is a traditional Lakota soup, you know, or even for my own res, if there's something that I would like to share with them.
The cost to build Eagle Village was a little over $3 million, paid for in part by the county and state. Colleen Echohawk says the government is long overdue to pay for homeless services for Native people.
I see this as sort of a way for government officials to fulfill those old obligations that have been, you know, forgotten by most part.
A few years ago, Echohawk helped launch the Coalition to End Urban Native Homelessness. At the time, it was just based in Seattle. And now she hopes to partner with other cities to build similar shelters.
Who are looking for best practices, are looking for what other cities have done. So we'll collaborate. It's going to just be this amazing time to just say, oh, what are you doing in Minneapolis? And they're doing great things in Minneapolis. And what are you doing in Seattle and in New York?
Eagle Village resident Gary Fisher says this is a model not just for Native shelters, but for all shelters.
Homeless shelters are filthy, rotten places for a human being.
And this one?
Look around you. There's $3 million worth of brand new stuff all around you, and I'm part of it. So I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
Fisher thinks if Native homelessness can be solved, then all homelessness could be solved as well. For NPR News, I'm Casey Martin in Seattle.